1936.
Yes.
That's not too long ago, it seems.
No. 34 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's about out there. I made peanuts in 35 and 36, and cotton and corn. Well, it's tended 1 year after that, 37. I quit 36. I farmed slam out of a mule, feed stuff, and land to fly.
Is that right?
I run a blacksmith shop and hired my labor to. Old nigga got out with pneumonia, was doing the work. Come planting time, and he was in the bed. Well, I tried all over town to get somebody to help me, and there wasn't no extra stock here. And Mr. Brooks out here on the highway just across the railroad. 27 Highway. He had a big old ox, bigger. And he'd plow too. I told Charlie, I said, Charlie, what's old Buck doing? He said, nothing. I said, I want to get him planting my peanuts and cotton and corn. Come on out there and get him. I went and got him. Brought him over here and I hired a boy about 19 years old to plow the mule. He put out the fertilizer, which is high commercial fertilizer, but distributed. And I could take that ox and put me an apron, like a male apron on, would hold about a gallon. Put my ear of corn in there and shell it and keep that cow up with that mule putting out fertilizer,
right?
Dropping that corn with a dropper.
Even though the ox didn't know you, you'd never worked with him before?
No, I never worked with him before, but he knows how to mind.
Uh-huh.
And I had a rope for a whoop. Tied a knot about that foot and end up and it popped just like a hoof.
Uh-huh.
I said, come up, Buck. He'd slow around, I'd pop that hoof over his back and he'd almost strike a trot. And I'd shell that corn as I'd go. And when I'd turn it in, I'd put a handful in my dropper at each end. And I kept, I didn't never have to stop to put no corn in it.
Hmm.
Just kept going. And he'd have to stop, fill up his fertilizer, and that's when I'd gain on him, you see. Right?
That's not very long ago.
That's 34 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They several people have seen me and him out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
I think old Osmo seen.
Didn't have to say anything about it.
Scat.
What do you call the part of a tree that's underground?
Root.
And you struck a match there to start a... the soft, thick stuff that's in a chimney, what do they used to call that? The black stuff that's up in a chimney?
Smut.
Smut.
Shut.
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 And most milk comes from...
Cow.
Do you ever use goat milk, mule? Never.
No, sir, never.
Uh-huh. And you bought some lard at, come into town, say somebody come into town and buy some lard, and they put it on a tray. They just pick it up, put it on a tray.
That's what you call compound lard.
Compound.
Yes, compound lard.
And would that be better lard than you'd make at home? Or
no, sir.
It wouldn't?
It had beef tallow in it.
Oh, beef tallow. Make it thicker?
Thicker. Be harder, you see.
Harder, uh-huh.
Yeah, you just put in that little tray and turn another note and wrap paper on it.